Steph, good morning.
Good morning. So we're going to start off with Liz Brasher, who hails from North Carolina in the States. Her parents are Dominican, and she found her voice while singing in the choir of an all-Spanish church. So as you can imagine, you know, gospel was a big part of her upbringing. She then moved to Memphis, connected with a lot of Delta blues and soul music that you find down there, and now has released her debut album, Painted Image. And, you know, you look at Memphis as a city, it's a breeding ground for some really incredible artists. The Historical Sun Studio is also there, where so many amazing albums are recorded. And it's a city that really has this rich creativity, and I think Liz has tapped into that energy on this album. And what we've got playing underneath now is a track from Liz Brasher. It's called Hard to the Plow. Pillar of salt in my life. Ain't no look back. I put in my hand to the plow. Through my harvest down, and I am gonna reap it. Now I ain't going down the road where you want me to go. Lay my life down at the throne, and I ain't going back no more.
You can definitely hear the gospel influence in it.
Yeah, I think she's really speaking her truth on this album, and with what a voice as well.
Cool. What else have we got?
We're going to move on to Outer Peace. That's the sixth album from Chaz Bear and his Toro y Moi moniker. He's known for championing chill wave, this somewhat pesky microgenre that cropped up at about 10 years ago now. But this album is probably Toro y Moi at his funkiest. There's some buoyant, really joyous electronic textures here, taking inspiration from French musos Daft Punk and Wally Bartaroo. There's just strikingly crisp production here that flows into Tropical House. There's a bit of R&B in here, even some trap as well. All in all, I think a highly danceable and head-bopping affair. So I think this, yeah, we'll take a cut from it now. This is a brilliant example of it. It's Toro y Moi with Who Am I? Sucky, slow it down. This might be my brand new sound. Psychedelic, oh wow. Add an accent to your sound. Now I don't know who I am. 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 Who cares about the party? I came to see the band play. Who cares about the party? I came to see the band play.
I'm into it. Already got the little head bop happening.
Perfect for a Monday, and I think an album that will make its rounds on the weekend barbecues, especially during this hot weather as well. It's Toro y Moi coming off his new album, Outer Peace. It's called Who Am I?
I can absolutely picture that at a barbecue for sure. What's taking us out today?
So we're going to end with D Hunter and their eighth album, Why Hasn't Everything Already Disappeared, which was co-produced by Welsh singer-songwriter Kate Le Bon. Now, this is the album that the band had been describing as a science fiction album about the present. But look, instead of extraterrestrial tales, we find the group's uneasy meditations on current realities instead. So, you know, I'm talking about issues like the rise of the far right and the destruction of the environment and human nature. There's a really like salient clarity to it all, but it's also done in a very pleasing way.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So very, you know, bouncy melodies and sharp arrangements, really sharp arrangements on this one, all held together by frontman Bradford Cox. And, you know, he remains charismatic as ever. So we're going to take it out with D Hunter and off their album, Why Hasn't Everything Already Disappeared? This is What Happens to People.
Thanks, Steph.
Thanks.
What happens to people? Their lives up in arms. What happens to people? They quit holding on. What happens to people? their dreams turn to dark. The rust in your castle, you're trying to fail.